We have a special segment every month called Peace Learn Health Book Club, where we review one book or two, and sometimes we are lucky enough to have a special author join us and answer some questions about a specific book that they wrote. Hey guys, it's Marina from Peace Learn Health. Welcome back. I wanted you to educate yourself with me, whether it be spiritually, mindfully, or through wellness. That is why I created this podcast. Please note, podcast disclaimer, any information, statement, opinion, whether it be mine or a guest, please consult your professional advisor or healthcare professional. Thank you, and thank you for tuning in. Guys, this is so fun and so exciting. Today, we are going to have a special guest, which is going to be Kiara M. Taylor, who wrote The Quarter Change. I love this book, and I'm so excited that I got to talk to her. And so, the book is basically about this drastic change of Kimbella, who she went ahead and changed her whole personality for her 25th birthday. And so that's why the book is called The Quarter Change, right? So here's the thing. She starts living her life in a wild, remarkable way. And she just changes everything in a fun, wild, adventurous way. And, you know, she heads off to basically California for 2 weeks, and she gets to know a side of herself that she never thought was possible. And so with that said, I hope you guys definitely check out The Quarter Change. And you know, it's available at any bookstore or online or Amazon, so check it out. And I hope, without further ado, you guys get so excited about this book club episode right now, because it's gonna be fierce for you guys to definitely get to know this book and to get to know the author as well. So stay tuned. Today, I would like to introduce you to our special guest, Kiara M. Taylor. Hi, Kiara.
Hi, Marina. How are you?
Good. So, good. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Absolutely. So I am an author, but it's really hard to define myself as a genre-specific author. When I started out, I was writing primarily romance, and I started out, I became published in 2015, and I was writing romance at the time. But over these 5.5 years, I've sort of veered more towards the romantic suspense, and then ultimately I've settled in the thriller and suspense genre. So I love to write books in any of those genres. I have 4 published books right now, and of course I'm working on more. I am born and raised from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. It's one of the 2 places that I've ever lived. I did a stint out in California for a couple years, and then of course I came back home. I'm a mom of 2 kids, a son and a daughter, and yeah, that's a little bit about me.
Great, thank you for sharing. So some of our listeners might not know this, but you started writing since you were in 5th grade. Can you tell us how your journey of writing has been since then?
Absolutely. So I was always an avid reader from a very early age. I just had this love of the arts in general, you know, songs, paintings, and books were the things that were the most easiest for me to get my hands on when I was growing up. So I started reading pretty heavily. By the time I was in the 2nd or 3rd grade, I was already reading on the level of a 6th grader. So I was very, very advanced. when it came to English and, you know, reading and writing and all that good stuff. So I was living in Altoona, Pennsylvania, very, very small town near Hershey, PA, and Harry Potter books at that time were all the rage. It was a couple years before the first Harry Potter movie came out, I believe, and I had this group of friends. And we couldn't be any more diverse if we tried. One of them was a redheaded, freckled boy, and he was just very unique. And then I had this Mexican-American friend. So we were all very diverse in this very small town. And we shared a love of Harry Potter. And the wait between the books, which were still coming out at that time, was unimaginable. So we got together and we said, you know what? Forget this. We are writing our next book of the Harry Potter series ourselves. We're not waiting on J.K. Rowling. We're doing it. So that was my first taste of, you know, actually writing something. And as luck would have it, I was writing with other people at that time. I couldn't do it now to save my life, but I was writing with other people when I first started out.
That's awesome. That's great. So can you actually share what is one of your favorite books of all time?
Of all time? Oh, you kind of put me on the spot, Marina. So I'm very weird. I don't believe in favorites, just favorites at the moment. Okay. However, there are some things that cannot be topped for me. I lump the entire Harry Potter series in as one when someone asks me, you know, my favorite thing. So I'd have to say it's all those books. The Twilight series is a close second. And then there are just tons of thriller books that I've read that have just blown me away and have stuck with me. So I love them all for the most part. But if I had to pick, entire Harry Potter series.
Awesome. So if you had to pick one genre, which one would it be and why?
One genre to write in for the rest of my life or to read in for the rest of my life?
How about both?
Oh my gosh. One genre to write in for the rest of my life is unquestionably the thriller genre. I absolutely love it. To read in, oh my gosh, I maybe would have to say romance. I don't want to read about murder and gore for the rest of my life.
Sounds fair. I give you that one. So I must say, I love the name of the title of this book, which is The Quarter Change.
Yes.
And I just want to know, and I want my listeners to know as well, why did you choose this title?
You know, as with everything, there's a funny story to this. I had gotten a publishing offer for this book. And I was, of course, thrilled. It was the first publishing offer that I've ever got. And they wanted me to change the title of the book to The Quarter List, which you read the book, so you can understand why that might be kind of relevant. And I was just so against it because I felt like the title, The Quarter Change, which is a really cute play on words. It's a, you know, a double entendre, if you will. The quarter change, a quarter is obviously change, but the quarter change as it pertains to my book means, you know, the main character is turning 25 years old, as I was at the time. So she was going through this quarter life crisis, but I didn't want to call it a crisis because not all change is bad. So I decided to call it The Quarter Change. So I had this really embittered battle with my publisher at the time. And ultimately, I decided I did not want to publish the book with them because I just didn't want to budge on the title change. It was a labor of, you know, love, if you will.
Okay, I see. That's quite interesting. So,
yeah,
is there any recommendations or tips you would like to share as far as what route, if anyone's inspiring to be a writer, which route to go as far as publishing or anything of that sort?
Absolutely. Publishing is such a daunting thing. I wish I'd had, you know, someone to tell me some of the things that I've learned. If I had to, you know, sort of, I could go on and on about this, but if I had to give condensed recommendations, it would be please read up. You know, read up on the industry in general, read up on prospective publishers. You know, you don't want to make the mistake that I did. You know, I signed with the first publisher who offered me a deal, and they're not a bad publisher. They just weren't right for me, as I later learned. So read up on publishers. Talk to other people. You know, it's really easy as a reader or an author to fall into that cliched, we are antisocial and we don't talk to other people. Talk to other people. You know, knowledge is wealth, and there's no greater pool of knowledge than shared knowledge. So talk to other people, make friends, you know, with other authors, with other readers, with book agents. They're really friendly over on Book Twitter. So yeah, that would be my recommendations if you're just starting out.
Great. Yeah. So definitely that's something that I firmly believe is community in every aspect, you know, just in general. So that's amazing. Thank you for sharing that.
No, no problem.
So in the beginning of Quarter Change, the main character talks about her painful event with Angelica Thomas, a huge part of why she became reserved. I personally can relate to the bullying part because of my past. So, were there any parts in this book that connects to you in a person in your personal life? And if so, can you share with us?
Sure. So much of this book is just drawn from my life. You know, as I said, I was turning 25 years old in 2015 when the book was written and published. In the book, Kimbella travels to from Pittsburgh to San Jose to bring in her 25th birthday. I actually did that. I was actually, you know, in San Jose on my 25th birthday, sitting by the pool, writing parts of the Quarter Change. So much of it. My sister, whom I went out there to visit, lived in a gated complex, and there were hot guys in the pool. So the scene where Kimbella first meets Roman was drawn on some interactions that I had while I was there. So it was a lot of real life imitating art, or vice versa, however you want to look at it. So much, you know, the relationship, Kimbella's relationship with her mother and her sister, also drawn on my relationship with my mother and my sister. So it didn't feel like I was writing fiction for a lot of the story, which is probably why I wrote the story in maybe a month. It took me maybe a month to write the draft, and it was so good I didn't have to tinker with it when I was done. So yeah.
Great. Can you say that about your other books? Do you feel like it was a much longer process to write as far as, you know, just sitting down and writing, you know, your heart out in a sense? Would you say that's the same with your other books? If so, just can you elaborate a little bit?
Yeah, so the Quarter Change I found almost ridiculously easy to write because the premise of the book mirrored so much of what I was experiencing at the time. My other book, including my follow-up book, A Series of Agains, which I published 6 months after the Quarter Change, that required a lot more of me because I was crafting an entirely fictional world. You know, the town where the story is set in is fictional. You know, it involved law enforcement. I had to research that. So a lot of research can go into a novel, which of course lengthens the amount of time it takes to write it. So I found that The Quarter Change is probably the most easiest book that I've written. And I really, it's my favorite too. I don't know why, but it is. But yeah, my other novels have taken me considerably more amount of time to write because of the research and the plotting and the crafting involved. So I think what you're asking is, was it easier to write because it was, you know, pulled from real life events? Absolutely.
Okay. So, you use basically a sense of using two opposite words describing Kimbella, which was the old and new self. Can you
Yes.
elaborate a little bit more about her story as far as that goes?
Absolutely. So, you know, in the Quarter Change, Kimbella is she's deciding to kick her, to quote from the book, introverted ways in the teeth, meaning she wants to be the polar opposite of the, you know, introverted, quiet person that she's been all her life, you know, as a result of that bullying she experienced. So old Kimbella would be, you know, meek and mild, and she wouldn't have that second glass of wine, for example. New Kimbella is going to drain the bottle of wine. So throughout the novel, I make it a point to reference old Kimbella and new Kimbella pretty closely together, just so we can get that contrast of, how she's growing as the story sort of progresses. I mean, initially the story is set over a span of the 14 days that she's going to be in California, and we want to see her sort of hyper growth journey in those 14 days. So I thought it was pretty cool to, say old Kimbella wouldn't go bungee jumping, but new Kimbella is all for it. So it was really fun to play with that. It was like night and day, hot and cold for me to be able to write those scenes.
Great. So, as for those who will check out your book, they can tell that your chapters are numbered by the days, like you mentioned just now. And there has been also like a little catchy phrase to the rest of the chapters as well. Can you tell us a little bit more about that as far as the writing process?
Sure. So I figured, the title itself was, a play on words, the quarter change. So I didn't just want to do chapter one. I did chapter one. There's a new Kimbella in town, sort of because I've always envisioned this novel playing out as like a film, so to speak. So, there's a new Kimbella in town sort of sets the tone for the scene that it's preceding. Other chapters where it's like, day seven, I just want you to see where she is on day seven of her journey as opposed to where she was on day one. And then if you notice, a fair bit into the book, of course, after she goes back home, the chapters change. And they might go to a bone deep. That's based off of, a convert something that she might have thought about during the scene. So I just really wanted to spruce it up a bit. If you read the book on Kindle or iBooks, you notice the chapter headings are all bright and fun. I just really wanted it to be a fun beach read because that's what it is. It's a beach read.
So definitely great for the summertime, right?
Absolutely. I mean, this book sells crazily in the summertime. It is beach read season right now, and people seem to want to reread and buy this book up during this time of the year.
Great. Thank you for sharing that. And can you tell us if you have any new projects or any books to be looking out for?
Well, I have about 10 books that are already written because I write about a book a month. And then I rotate them. So if there's a book, if there's a book that I wrote in January, I'm a firm believer that fresh eyes are your best friend. So I'll write a book from January 1st to let's say January 31st. I will leave that book alone for 30 to 60 days while I write one to two more books. So I have a huge backlog, but with everything that's going on in the world right now, it's just a crazy time. So I do want to put out stuff. I had 2020 all planned out. I was going to release a book every 2 months. It was going to be my big year. And then, of course, you know what happened. So I'm hoping to really get back in the swing, of publishing next year. And I'll primarily be publishing romance stories independently. I am actually actively in talks for a traditional publishing route for my thrillers. So that would be something that would be later down the line, my thrillers, but my romances or my romantic suspense novels, those will be published independently by me. So you can look out for something maybe in the spring of 2021.
Great. So, what do you feel is the difference for you as a writer to write between romance and basically thrillers? Do you feel like there's more research to one? Is there more like compassion, or is what is it that drives you to, change it up between one genre to another?
Well, I get asked this question a lot, and people are always
Great.
like, how can you write romance novels and then, thriller novels? And I'm saying, I'm a Gemini. So I have a side A and a side B. So the difference between a romance and a thriller is kissing and killing. So all the difference between kissing someone and killing someone, I'm in between there writing. But I've just always been a huge fan of thrillers and psychological mind games and all that good stuff. Some of my my college schooling was in psychology, so it's a huge part of who I am, and it's almost a challenge to write a thriller. Writing romance comes easy to me, just because I'm a romantic at heart, but writing thrillers is a challenge to me. How can I outsmart myself? Like, if I read my own thriller, can I guess who the killer or the perpetrator is? If I can right away, I didn't do my job. If it takes me some time, I did my job. So it's like romance is writing my passion, and then writing thrillers is challenging myself and pushing myself to grow as a writer, so to speak.
Well, I honestly love your answer. And for those who don't know, Kiara is definitely criminal justice, right?
Yes.
And you had a master's in science and criminal justice.
Correct, correct. I have 3 college degrees, and all of them are in some aspect of the law. So that required me to study a lot of psychology. And I'm pretty convinced I should have been a therapist. Pretty convinced.
Well, you never know. There's still time.
There's still time. I'm only 30, so there's still time.
I love that. So as far as where can people find you, can you tell us where we can find you?
Absolutely. So these days, I am not as active on Facebook as I once was. So you can actually find me on my Instagram, which is at KM Taylor Writes. And I'm also pretty active on Twitter, same handle, KM Taylor Writes. And I'm even on Snapchat. It's just my first name, Kiara. I love engaging with people. I get so many snaps talking about, oh my God, I'm reading The Quarter Change or A Series of Agains. Why is this character so mean? So it's not a bother. If you've read A Series of Agains, then you know a certain character is very mean. So I'm not at all offended when I get DMs or snaps or messages, you know, cussing my characters out. I love that. I love that you guys see them as real people. So please feel free to interact with me.
Well, thank you. And I have to ask all my interviewees, what does peace, learn, health mean to you?
It means, to me, it's like a soulful thing. You know, be at peace within, be willing to, because obviously being at peace within can make you healthy. I'm a firm believer that if you can get your mental state to where you want it to be, it can affect your health physically. I've read numerous testimonies from doctors saying, if you can get your stress level under control, your health condition will eventually right itself. So I think that's a hugely important. And learning, you know, being open to learning new things and taking things in and being a part of life and just learning from one another, honestly. So it's like the best of all worlds, not both worlds, all worlds.
Well, I definitely love how you said the whole stress part.
Yes.
That's definitely a number one thing that we're all going through, and it's a universal thing. So
absolutely. Absolutely. It's crazy times right now. It's so easy to fall into like a stress hole. Just because everything's so uncertain. And I hope people are not. I hope people are meditating and taking time out for themselves and whatever it is that they love so that they're not getting overwhelmed right now, you know, myself included.
Yes. And hopefully we can go to the beach and read The Quarter Change as well.
I hope that once it is safe to socially go to the beach, you all go and you all read this funny story about this awkward girl who is trying to become a woman. Absolutely.
Thank you so much for being part of my podcast.
No, thank you so much for having me, and I can't wait to hear the next podcast.
Thank you so much for tuning in, guys. If you like my podcast, please rate it at ratemypodcast.com/peacelearnhealth. Also, please note, podcast disclaimer, any information, statement, opinions, whether it be mine or my guests, please consult your healthcare provider or professional advisor. Thank you.